Well, now to that audit, which has uncovered flaws in the management of the federal government's Indigenous funding strategy. The government has put almost $5 billion into the Indigenous Advancement Strategy, but after 5 years, the reviews found there's still no proper evaluation process. And some critics argue that it indicates that Indigenous organisations need to play a greater role, as Gavin Coote reports.
Since the Abbott government created it, the Indigenous Advancement Strategy has been championed as the Coalition's answer to funding questions around health, employment and education for First Australians. But 5 years on, the Australian National Audit Office has raised questions around how its effectiveness is measured. Pat Turner is the CEO of the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, or NACHO, a peak body representing more than 140 Indigenous health services.
The report tells us that after 5 years, after the introduction of the IAS, the department is only in the early stages of implementing an evaluation framework and that there have been substantial delays, and that's not good enough for the department in charge of the Australian public service.
The federal government has committed $5 billion to the strategy, which then flows into grants and services aimed at supporting Indigenous people. The audit has found it's still too early to say whether the program's success can be measured because of what it's described as substantial delays in setting up an evaluation framework. Rachel Seawirt is a Green Senator for Western Australia and the party's spokeswoman on Indigenous affairs.
There's no evaluation of the program and no basis on which to make future funding decisions because we just don't know how effective all that money being spent under the IAS is.
It's not the first time the Indigenous Advancement Strategy has come in for criticism from the Australian National Audit Office. A blistering 2017 assessment found the way the government delivered the program was a textbook case of how not to implement policy. There has been some criticism of where the money's been spent as well. One regional Indigenous organisation has told The Wall Today it's felt disempowered by the policy after having its funding abruptly cut and diverted to non-Indigenous organisations. The government is now in the process of developing an evaluation framework, but Shadow Minister for Indigenous Affairs Linda Burney says the policy needs a complete reset.
I think there is enormous questions about the IAS. I have tried to find out repeatedly through things like the Parliamentary Budget Office on how much money there is there, how much is being spent. We now find out that it is billions and billions of dollars of public funds that has had no proper evaluation and is lacking accountability.
She says there's no link between the Indigenous Advancement Strategy's aims and the government's Close the Gap targets for tackling disadvantage.
You can't function like that. I mean, we're talking about the most marginalised group of people within society, the sickest, the group that experiences hospitalisation and incarceration more than any other group. And yet the main funding body for that group of people, Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people, is mired in mystery and has no proper evaluation or methodology.
Pat Turner from the peak body NACHO says the policy will only work if Indigenous organisations are given more input.
Governments need to realise that they cannot solve the problems of our people without our full involvement and without resourcing our organisations to deliver the services that are so badly needed. Government have tried for far too long to do this, and they are not good at it. But our community-controlled organisations are very good at it, and we have the evidence to prove that. We just never get the investment that we require.
And that's Pat Turner from the peak body for Indigenous health services, Gavin Coote, with that report.